Now we go to a colleague of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is, as we said, fighting for her life as we speak. Congressman Raul Grijalva is a Democrat. He represents Arizona's 7th District that includes parts of Tucson as well as parts of Phoenix and Yuma. And he's with us now from his office in Washington, D.C. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us, especially during a difficult time like this.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to pick up where we left off with Professor Jameson and ask you, do you feel that the tone of rhetoric, particularly in our political discourse right now, has contributed to what happened over the weekend?
You know, that making that linkage can be difficult, but one wants to hope that this is just an aberration, and I believe that it is. But the fact remains that we have set a floor here with the political rhetoric that has been circulating, not just the last election, but leading up to that, that's been toxic. I think the word about making your opponent the enemy of a public policy or a political campaign, demonizing the other side, those all contribute. And then with it comes, as Gabby said very well in an interview, words have consequences. They have meaning. I think there's a shared responsibility by all elected officials, particularly in Arizona, where we're at the point of the spear in many of these debates, for our leadership to be cognizant of the fact that they have some responsibility in setting an example as to what that debate should be and how it should be conducted.
How would you enforce that sense of responsibility? I mean, Matt Bai in the New York Times over the weekend made the argument that it's not often the people who are elected, but people while they're campaigning, people who are not in office but who are still high profile, who make these kinds of attacks. And they may not win, but they still kind of leave something as part of the environment. So how do you enforce any kind of discipline on this?
I don't think you can. I think that the enforcement will come from the public. I don't think there's a self mechanism to do that. I don't think there's an institutional mechanism to do that. But the public, through its actions and through the response to those in leadership that do carry on a public dialogue that is civil and a debate that is civil, reinforcing that is the only way you're going to institutionalize a sense of quality discourse in this country. By that I mean, you know, our debates have come down to us against them. The content of the debate is lost in that. The rhetoric is about, if you're against me, you're against the United States of America as I know it. On the issue of immigration, it has been so wrapped up in the race politics that it's lost a perspective about what to do about immigration. So we go on and on. And when you make an issue, you simplify it to the point that you can demonize it. I think that's where the danger is. And I think we have to be very careful about it. And all of us should lead by example.
May I ask you personally, though, if you feel more vulnerable in the wake of this incident? It's been reported that a couple of members of Congress said that they personally plan to carry weapons, at least on some occasions. Do you feel more vulnerable, and are there steps you plan to take?
I wouldn't go as far as to carry weapons. I think that you know, like I said, you lead by example. But I do feel that at least for myself and in the context of the politics that we confront sometimes in Arizona, that we're going to take extra precautions, not only for myself, family, the people that work with me, as we tragically found out with Gabe Zimmerman's death and the wounding of the district director, Ron, that I've known for many, many years. We also, and the constituents that come to us to tell us what they think or to come to us for some support and some services that we can offer, I think their security and their sense of safety is going to have to be factored in very, very strongly in the venues we choose and in the activities that we engage in.
And finally, sir, going forward, you only have about 30 seconds left. What you said, that everyone needs to take personal responsibility. What's your personal pledge here?
You know, I don't believe I have, but if I have made any contribution to this toxic rhetoric, it stops. And certainly this, when we renew this healthcare debate, that'll be a test for the members of Congress about a different tone, and a new tenor, and we'll see how that goes.
Congressman Raul Grijalva is a Democrat who represents Arizona's 7th District. He was kind enough to join us from his office on Capitol Hill. Thank you, Congressman, for joining us.
Bye-bye.